And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of What Did I Miss? We have a show full of stuff, and I really think that's the best tease I could come up with because there's professional football, there's college football, basketball starting. Everything is happening all at once, but I think when we were asked how we wanted to start the show, there was just one way and one way only that made sense. Gabe?
What?
Tell me about Tom Brady's weekend. Oh. What do you mean, what? It's your favorite player having a meltdown yet again. And I loved it.
What? What did I miss? Things that will trigger Gabe instantly on a Monday morning. What?
Yeah, yay! Look,
I've said everything there can be said about it. I've been right every single step of the way. And I think a lot of the audience and more people out there following the NFL will agree with us than care to admit. This guy is a baby. Okay? He's just a baby. He's a baby about everything. There was a tweet going around, went super viral. Good job.
Super viral.
And it laid out, some guy laid out these basic facts that we keep saying on this show that I think are worth reminding people of. This man took a vacation in the middle of training camp. He does not go to practice on Wednesdays. He didn't travel with his team on Friday.
Trace.
He played like doo-doo at times.
Quattro.
And then what did he do? Scream at all the fat guys paid to block for him. Blame it
and
all
five.
On them. This is not a guy who takes responsibility for anything. And we will not go into his personal life, but there are probably some things we could talk about there, Beetle.
God, you're right. You are so right. When I saw him screaming like hysterical weirdo, first of all, two things came to mind. Number one, I admire the gentlemen that were able to stay seated on the bench and not scream back at him. Because at that point, I'm going to say, listen, asshole, you already take Wednesdays off. You decided to go to Robert Kraft's, quote, surprise wedding in New York City and miss walk through on Saturday and then fly privately to meet us here to play this little game. So the idea that you also have the audacity to now scream in my face, a highly paid professional athlete, is bullshit. And did I think we would witness the collapse of Tom Brady? And we could potentially add Aaron Rodgers to that at this point as well. But Tom, really, I did not know it would be like this. I did not see the legacy of Tom Brady ending. I mean, it's going to end this way, right? There's no redemption the way he's acting. There's just no way. There's not enough time left on his clock. So, wow. Good for those guys for not yelling back. You have much more self-control than I ever could even wish for. There's no way. No way.
Do you think that this is when it will start to crumble? Like,
yes.
Not that he punched anyone. It's not quite Draymond, but like, you know, you're embarrassing your teammates now and acting like a baby for weeks in a row. Like, does it start to leak? Do they start to have the story about Tom's lost the locker room?
I think so. I don't even know what he has in the locker room, because when this season started, and it was already such a diluted, gray, messy thing that he made for himself. But we thought, okay, well, he's still Tom Brady. He's quote unquote the greatest of all time. He's earned equity. Fine. Then we find out, well, now he's got Wednesdays off and that's in his deal. And then people started to be like, well, hold on. You missed 11 days. Now you're going to take Wednesdays off. Okay. You have to, if you negotiate a sweetheart deal like that for yourself, you better damn be sure that when you come into work, you crush it. You cannot require all of these special circumstances for yourself and exceptions to every rule and then come in and also shit the bed. Like, that's just not how it works. If I decide I'm going to take a bunch of stuff, then I better come in and be better than everybody else at work. Otherwise, it's really hard to keep any sort of credibility in that locker room, I would have to think. So yeah, I'm hoping for leaks because, you know, I love the chaos and I think it'll be fun. But those guys, as he's yelling at them, I felt angry for them. And at the end of the day, I could not possibly care less, but I did feel anger at one moment because, like, how dare he? How dare he, Paige?
Didn't it look a little bit like a dad being like, I'm going to turn this car around. You kids, well, could cut it out, you know?
Yeah. But it also just, it just oozed, my world is falling apart and I don't know what else to do. And I'm now going to yell at everybody else. But it's so transparently projecting that it's like, bro, you're better than that. Aren't you? Like, don't you know how sad this looks? I hope he's embarrassed this morning when he woke up, but I don't think he was.
I don't think he is.
Well, you know how I know he's not? Because Paige, who sees everything on the internet, I see most things on the internet. Paige sees everything.
She does.
Or she has spies like Meg and local Jerome there to help her out.
It's a great point.
The post that he had heading into the weekend on Instagram was an advertisement for his pants.
That's right.
Not his underpants, his pants. If you're going on a business trip, you need to have my new pants.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not.
He's not.
Look,
here.
I get it. He has a team. They post for him. I don't think Tom Brady is like crafting IG posts about selling pants. He's looking at the playbook or whatever. But like, this is all just a grift, right? Like, it's all just
now
one
is.
More year.
Yeah. But I don't get. Here's what I don't get. Okay. Fine. We now know that it's just that he didn't want to play in Tampa Bay. And that's what happened. He retired with the assumption, but he wanted to play somewhere else. And then he decided, I miss, like, I can't not be without football, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. But the point is this, like, if you're paying a team, and I imagine they do quite well, his team, because there's so much crap he's got going on, then maybe we instill a bit of self-awareness. Like, right now, your top client is killing his otherwise amazing football legacy. All you need to do now is shut the hell up. Don't talk to me about your pants. Don't talk to me about signing kids to NILs. Don't do any of these other things. Just maybe we don't post at all. How about we try that for a minute? Be quiet. And so that we can all just maybe assume that you are still into football. Because right now, it's not right and it's not fair to the rest of the people on this team. They signed up. They signed in thinking, my God, we got Tom Brady for one more year. Like, this is going to be awesome. And what they're getting is like one quarter of a Tom Brady. And that's bullshit. And I don't like it. And also, why come back? We already talked about it. You have a monster deal waiting for you at Fox to just go and shoot the shit that's worth way more than you're probably ever going to prove to be worth on television. And so what are you doing? You're screwing up an entire season for a boatload of people for no other reason than it appears you're a selfish asshole. And that's all I got for Tom Brady. It's such a weird legacy killer. I'm a little shocked still that this is how it's going to end when it's all said and done. Did not see it coming.
I think the other thing that kind of bothers me is like he still has this air of wanting to control or feeling that he can control like the narrative and the posts and like everything around him. But that ship has left the station. That's not the phrase.
It's close.
I want him to just lean into the chaos.
Like, right? What do you want him to do in a perfect world? What does he do?
I want him to like post about the divorce, post about this, like say real shit, lean in, like go on.
Well, that
out.
Would change everything.
Right.
If he did that, oh my God, would I become his biggest fan? I might.
Be a real
Gabe,
person.
I think you would.
Okay, no, I wouldn't, but I know you would. I'm the line. He could get all the way up to convincing people like me. He'll never get me there.
Right.
But he could get me to quiet down a little bit if he just was real. Yeah.
If he was real. Yes.
Like, get a little Draymond podcast.
Oof. Well, no, he has that shitty one that doesn't do anything.
I know. But you know
Let's
what I mean?
Go.
Like, make the TB times. A podcast or something, but actually be a real person and not a robot.
Just go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like show.
Get messy.
Because right now we're all sort of just watching you explode and it's a very bizarre thing to witness. But anyways, O-line, you don't need to sit there quietly. This dude has not earned it. Not this season. I don't care how long he's been great. It's fine. You know who is great? Josh Allen.
So good.
Mm.
He's so good. I mean, I don't even have anything else to say. He's just so good, and he's so fun to watch. He's a large human being that can do crazy things like hurdle other grown people, and I think that's fun to watch. What do you guys think? Super Bowl champs? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so, but they are. They won the Week 6 Super Bowl. Good for them. I like Josh Allen, I guess. I mean, he's fun to watch. I just.
What's your issue with Josh Allen?
What do you mean, I guess?
I don't have an issue with Josh Allen. I have an issue.
Why do you hate Josh Allen?
Why do you hate Josh Allen? Okay. Nobody hates Josh
Allen.
Listen,
I focus my anger and rage towards one person. Let's not put Josh Allen on that.
Okay, that's fair.
What I would say is I don't like when there's like a huge amount of hype for someone or something.
Mm.
And I'm wrong sometimes, right? So we're not going to talk House of Dragon today, but I missed 7 years worth of Game of Thrones because I was like, shut up, everybody. Enough already. I got it.
Yep.
And then I watched it and I was like, okay, it's pretty good. I missed this one for 7 years.
Yep.
Josh Allen's in that same category for me. I'm like, I get it. He's good. Can we just wait till he does something?
Okay, so if he, let's just hypothetical. If he wins the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And he is obviously a big part of why they win the Super Bowl this year. Will that change your mind?
Yeah, then I'm like, okay, fine, okay. Josh Allen.
Okay, so he just has to
MVP frontrunner, arguably best quarterback in the league. Maybe has Pat's number. Maybe we need to take the Bills really seriously. I'm all for it, but not yet.
Okay, I give him that. That's fair. It's a lot of hype so far. We need to see the whole finished product. That's fine.
But I'm not rooting against him. I like the Bills more.
You hate
than
him. We get it.
Most teams.
It's fine. Can move on.
Do you hate Robbie Anderson?
As much as coach?
You know, I used to love Robbie Anderson when Robbie Anderson was the best player on the Jets. But guess what?
Guess what?
We're back!
J-E-T-S!
Jets!
We're back, baby!
Congrats. You beat a shitty
Sauce Gardner should run for president. Oh, really? Screw you, Paige. They are a shitty Packers team, and that's all fine and good, but they're a shitty Packers team, and this is all going off Sauce Gardner, and I love him so much, and I wish he was, like, everywhere all the time. But when he called them out for choosing to play them after the London game in which they could have chosen a bye, I felt that in my bones. Mm-hmm. So, yes, a shitty Packers team, but an arrogant Packers team, and this was a fantastic outcome for a team that gets no respect, and that's fine. They've deserved most of it, but this is fun. This is fun to watch. And both New York teams, which is a weird parallel universe to be living in right now. But if you don't like Sauce Gardner, like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, putting a cheese head on and walking back out there again,
delightful.
My hero, my actual hero.
You know, it's funny. He somehow did that for people who didn't see. He put a cheese head on like one of the ones the fans wear and just sort of strolled off the field. And for some reason, the way he did it did not seem obnoxious or taunting.
No.
Yeah. It was just nice. And then Alan Lazard, who knocked it off his head, it was sort of playful. It didn't feel mean to me.
No.
You know, like, that was nice. Like, that easily could have become like the big ugly drama of the week. It could have been like the Davante Adams thing last week.
Correct.
Where everyone had to talk about it. But it was just sort of silly.
Yeah, like if another player does something like that, I think that ends differently. But I don't know. And I was trying to figure out, like, why? I mean, he has such a friendly, young baby face, first of all. He looks not like he should be out there doing what he does for a living.
I mean, he is a baby.
He looks like a baby. Like, there are other men his age that are look his age or older. I don't know. Is that it? Is he so liked? Is he a nice person? I don't know. But you're right. I feel like that could have been real ugly if it was someone else. And that's kind of cool because he's so young.
His name is Sauce. That helps a lot.
It is Sauce.
Like, focus group of 2 4.5-year-olds are big fans of people named Sauce.
Sauce. Yeah. I love him. And I hope that this Jets look, we made fun of Sala when he brought up receipts. Mm-hmm. But right now, he kind of looks like a genius.
Robert Beadle Sala has been
yep.
an excellent, excellent find for the Jets.
God, he does. Every time I see him, I see my brother. I can't not see my brother. I've tried.
So you're attracted to Coach Sala.
Yeah, I want to make out with him like I want to make out with my brother. Robert, are you listening? I've been meaning to bring it up. That's gross.
That is gross, especially if you've not listened recently. Then it's really gross.
Yeah, oh my God, I didn't
get it.
Out of context, that's real weird. What other football news?
I think in context.
Oh, Belichick, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
This was a little bit of a joke. Gabe had a bit of a Twitter.
Well, I have an honest question.
Tirade.
Okay, fine.
Beadle, you're a smart person. You know how like
good
logic
setup.
Works, right?
Good setup.
Yeah. Sure.
So Bill Belichick is a genius, right? Because he drafted Tom Brady in the 6th round and he drafted Bailey Zappi in the 4th round. Nobody else believed in these guys. Nobody else knew they were good. So here's my question. If he's such a genius for drafting them, isn't he also a moron for making them 3rd stringers? Like,
ooh.
Which is it, America?
Huh. Well, I mean, you could make the argument that he sees what's coming, but they're not there yet, maybe? That he's holding them back for their own growth, maybe?
You would do them a disservice if you just threw them in the deep end of the pool.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because unlike basketball, where you can, you know, you could throw a guy out there pretty early on, football and a quarterback especially, that seems to be a position that most of the time they need to marinate just a little bit, I think. But again,
okay.
Do I think he's a look, for me, the word genius when dealing with sports sometimes makes me a little bit uncomfortable. But I get it. It's like a savant knowledge of his chosen sport. Because, like, here's why. You want to know why? Because I do truly think, and this is not me just being a Spurs homer, but I do think Greg Popovich is a high, look, whether you agree with his stance on life or not, I think he's a highly functioning, intelligent human being that has knowledge on a vast variety of subjects. I think guys like Belichick, the Sabins of the world, if you will, I don't know that they have that. Now, do they know their sports inside and out and better than most? Sure, probably. But calling that genius to me does a disservice to actual geniuses. And that's just my own soapbox moment. Thank you. This was brought to you by me.
Accepted.
I agree with all of it. And there's a big difference between being like a front runner and a guy who can, you can lead. And this ties back to Brady. Honestly, he learned it from Belichick. Like, yeah, you can be a real tough leader when you perform, when everyone is trying to hold themselves to that same level. When you're just kind of middling and you're acting like that, you're a bully now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who wasn't at the Robert Kraft surprise wedding? Bill Belichick.
Mm.
I'm sure he was invited, but there's no way he's taken off a Friday night in the middle of the NFL season, even if his team has zero shot of anything that even closely resembles a postseason worth a damn at all. But do you think Bill Belichick even thought about flying up
Hold
to
on.
New York for that?
Or Conspiracy down to New
York? Theory. Oh, God.
What if he did go, but part of him going was that he couldn't be listed as a guest or and no photos?
Do you know something?
No, but I want that to be true.
Because here's why. Because most of the photos I've seen have not been taken. Like, they've been a lot of paparazzi shots too, right? Mm. And there's no way that if somebody got Bill Belichick a photo on a Friday night in the NFL season in New York City at a wedding, that we wouldn't have seen it by now. There's no way.
Or there was a photo and then Bill broke their camera. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the story to come out.
If that's the case, then yes, I 100% want to hear about it. Because, by the way, that wedding had a lot of random people at it.
So many.
I was going to ask, can we take a slight detour
here
to the Bob Kraft wedding?
Mm-hmm. So, I would rather talk about the Bob Kraft wedding. Go.
Do you guys find it weird the way that people treat Mr. Kraft? And I'm saying Mr. Kraft because they all call him Mr. Kraft.
Everyone calls him Mr. Kraft.
It
makes me uncomfortable.
Same.
It's weird, right?
It's like, so weird.
What's going on? Like, why are so many guys who probably, I'm sure, are like grateful to, you know, maybe he was a pretty good owner in the league. Like, I'm not expecting Randy Moss to hate Mr. Kraft, but like, why do we think these guys want to like hang out with him?
I don't know. Is it because of Meek Mill? Maybe because Meek Mill's there and he's
why
cool.
Does Meek Mill want to hang out
Elton
with him
John?
Other than
Elton John? Well, allegedly, the reason for having it on a Friday, by the way, I call bullshit on all this. And secondly, aren't
Surprise.
Friday night weddings cheaper than the other day wedding?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me think he's in trouble. But that being said, I think the story behind it was that he had seen Elton John and that was he was like, yeah, if I get married, would you play? And that this was the only day on Elton John's calendar that he was free. And that's why we ended up with a quote unquote surprise Friday night wedding. Whatever, dude. Like, but the Mr. Kraft thing makes me uncomfortable. Like, I heard Keyshawn Johnson refer to him today as Mr. Kraft. And I was like, why are we calling him Mr. Kraft? I mean, I'm not 12. I'm not calling him Mr. anything. That's weird to me. And it sounds weird every time I hear it.
I think it's just part of like the weird Patriots like system. Don't you think?
I don't know.
They're all about this weird formality of.
But I don't, it makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
There's something going on here that I don't think we're the right group of people to get into. But I just.
Yeah, we got to get real journalist Big J's on this. Something's going
on. I see the same thing happening with Kirk Cousins right now, where they're like,
what?
You're such a dork. Yeah, hear me out on this.
Oh,
you're such a dork.
Kirk-a?
That we're going to tool on you in front of you and you're going to think you're part of the gang, but you're not. And we're all in on laughing at how much of a dork you are.
Oh, you think that this is the opposite system. You think Robert Kraft's actually not cool and that they're all mocking him? But he wears Air Force Ones everywhere. Isn't that what makes him cool?
Yeah, okay. That's
he's an old man with Air Force Ones. He's friends with Meek Mill.
Yeah, Soup's
close
friends.
Friends.
Super friends. Meek Mill's friends with a lot of random people.
He's friends with a lot of billionaires who helped get him out of prison. Yes, that's true.
That's who I'd be friends with.
If I was 100%. In prison. For sure.
Yeah, but how long does that friendship, like, do I have to go to your wedding? Is it that kind of a friendship?
How long
or
were
can
you
we
in
just
jail?
Hang out?
I think it's relevant to that.
God,
there's
an
like,
hour
some
would
math.
Be too much for me. I'm fine. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. But look, at least he married someone within sort of an age-appropriate window.
Half?
I was very relieved
half
to read
his
that
age?
Woman's age.
Yeah, she's like my, she's I think a
she's
year
42.
Older than me, actually. Oh, no.
She's 81.
He's 81?
Guys.
But he wears Air Force Ones. Nah. He's fine. I'm sure he's still got it going on. Like, oh, what is the price to pay for a lifestyle that I wish for? I don't know if I could marry an 81-year-old that wears Air Force Ones, but hey, man, that's just me, and I'd probably play the game differently.
Don't you think, though, like, I'm 40. After 40, I feel like
I'm
anything's 40. In play up. Down is getting weird, but up,
wait,
say,
what do you,
all...
okay, explain it.
So you're
what
saying
you
Michelle could marry Mr. Kraft, but I could not marry Mr. Kraft.
Correct.
Oh, I see, okay. I see. Because I'm now in the age-appropriate window because I'm within 40 years.
Yeah, because the gap 40. Of 30-something... the 30-something year age gap is gross 20 years ago, but
you
now,
realize
like,
that that
whatever.
Would mean I would be dating someone who is 6 years old right now. That's yeah. fucked up. Like, if you think about it like
it's
that...
House of the Dragons.
What do I have to talk about with a six-year-old?
Honestly, you are sitting in front of like, video games, so I feel
yeah,
like immediate
that I worked my ass
point.
Off to buy because yeah, I'm an adult.
They don't have a concept like, of money or jobs yet, but you'll get them there.
Well, if I married an 81-year-old billionaire, I guess I don't need any concept. But she's a doctor. Is she a real doctor, by the way? I didn't do any research. Or is she mm-hmm. one of those I have a doctorate? Probably a real one. I
He's
hope.
A dentist.
I mean,
God, I don't know anymore.
Let's not tear her down. I'm sure she's lovely.
But what would happen if you, like, Paige, if you went home to your parents mm-hmm. and you're like, Mom, Dad, I've met someone. We're getting married. He's 81 years old.
I think my parents would. Actually, I think my parents, to their credit, would be like, whatever makes you happy. If you're Aww. Happy, that's great. It's my sister that would be like, what the fuck is going on?
Ah, sister
Slap
real
me
pants.
Across the face.
Yeah. I like her. Okay, okay. You know yeah. what? That's fair. I think parents do that. And then that sibling is the one that's supposed to be like, stop.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. By the way, NBA starts tonight. Mm-hmm. We're just going to act like that's not a big deal. We got two games coming out. We got the Warriors getting their rings while the Lakers just stand by and watch. And then Bucks. Is it Bucks Celtics? No, it's Sixers.
Sixers. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
Sixers
yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I just talked about this for an hour and I'm all blanked out. A lot of people think the Bucks are going to win it all. I'm not sure why. I don't know why we don't assume that the Warriors are going to win it all. They're not even the top two favorites to win the whole thing. But my biggest thing is that people really think Luka Doncic is going to be the MVP this year, and I cannot wrap my head around it. Do you guys have any kind of opinion on that whatsoever? I just
my
can't.
Opinion on that is that, no offense to the sport you make your livelihood in, but this is why 82-game regular seasons don't matter, because Luka probably will win the MVP. Who cares? Are they going to make it past the second round of the postseason? Nope. And, you know, I was wrong when I had this analysis of Giannis and the Bucks a couple of years ago, but I'm usually right with this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Kawhi Leonard will be the league's MVP.
Okay.
And there's pretty decent odds.
Are you going to bet on it?
Make a little money. I think I should.
Did you?
Oh, I can't. I live in a state where I'm not allowed.
Are you going to go somewhere where you can bet blah, 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 blah? Are you going to bet on a winner? And then are you going to bet an MVP?
I don't know, because I might need you guys to put a bet in for me or something. Anybody going to Vegas in the next couple of weeks? Because I would really like that before the odds change. But I really have this gut feeling about Kawhi. Like, truly have it. So, I mean, look, I only won last year. So if you don't want to believe me, that's totally up to you. But
no,
you were spot on with your predictions last
that's
year.
That's what I'm asking.
I've known you
need
a lot of years. Predictions aren't your thing. You were nailed it last year.
I know. And that's why I feel this one about Kawhi. I think the Clippers are going to just shock the world. But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. No one's listening to me. You guys want to take a quick break? Mm-hmm. And get to some real news.
Sure.
Okay, good. All right, we'll be right back.
Real.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful, designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yermans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yerman's collections are available on davidyerman.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And we are back. And Paige, why don't you take this one away?
Sure. Beats, I don't know if you saw the game, but Tennessee beat Alabama and Nick Saban.
What?
I know. It hasn't been anywhere in the news. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the fact that fans rushed the field. Once again, we can debate the merits of that at another time. They took the goalposts. They tossed them in the river, as is one is to do.
I mean, what else do you do with them? They're gigantic.
Truly. Truly. But okay, the athletic department started a GoFundMe to raise money to, quote, help pay the tab for our new goalposts. So my question for you is this a smart and timely fundraising opportunity for them, or is this kind of gross for a school that has a $1 billion endowment?
Your Honor, I'd like to say B. It's B.
And so
that
it is
ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
They're up to
80 grand.
Hold on, let me look. They're up to.
Who gives money to these stupid GoFundMes? I honestly would love to meet these people. Truly. A $1 billion industry with coaches that make $1 gazillion, athletic departments that are just rolling in it. And you're going to give your hard earned cash for them to buy shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why?
They're not raising 80 grand. My bad. 80 grand was what they had raised when I looked at this four hours ago. They have raised $87,000 so far. And I believe it's 160, 150 is the total. 150.
It feels like it's jacked up price. Inflation. I would love to talk to every single person who's donated to this fund. I really would.
Get in touch.
Won't be mean. I just have questions. That's it. I would like to understand your brain a little bit better. I don't get it.
They also have options. Like, yeah. You can bet. Yeah, bet. You can give $16, which is the number of seasons since the Vols beat Alabama. You can give $52.49, which is the final score of the, quote, breathtaking game. You can also donate $1,019.15, which is the capacity of sold-out Neyland Stadium.
Or I could give zero and tell you go to F yourself, because this is what y'all did to yourselves. And you have that much money probably in seat cushions in the coach's office. Like, just pay for it and fix it. Now, real quick, this was a sixth-ranked beating a third-ranked, yeah? Seems a little excessive to me. I don't want to be party pooper, but
it's history.
You would have thought this was an unranked team from somewhere in the mountains that no one's ever heard of beating Alabama. And that's not the case. But okay, I get it. You're a college kid. I've stormed a field in my day. Totally understand it. But giving to a GoFundMe for an already very wealthy institution is just asinine. That's all I know, to be fair.
And so it is.
Every time I read the news these days about inflation, currency and how money is being spent or not, and I'm like, this is so damn confusing. I'm not sure I know what to believe. But now I'm starting to think.
Now you're an economist.
After seeing that there's this much money sitting around to put in a GoFundMe to pay for a field goal, thing.
What do they call it?
Field goal.
Unplanting of a field goal.
Goalposts.
Oh, yeah, goalposts.
I mean, it does make me wonder what's going on in our economy.
It makes me think it's not as bad for some folks as they are trying to make it out seem to be. Yeah. So whatever, I won't get political, but that's fine. Okay, what else?
I got something else. This I think you did miss. This is my fixation, not anyone else's.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. After the game, if you were watching them, fans storm the field, CBS caught a shot of a guy running up into the camera. He had a cigar in his mouth and he did some sort of weird sign. And that was like a meme. And then they went into the locker room and some poor kid on the team was smoking a victory cigar, and then he coughed and hacked and looked so uncomfortable to be smoking a cigar
That's awesome.
And I just want to ask once again, guys, please, guys especially, can we just stop pretending we like cigars?
Well, okay. You do know Bob Beadle lives in cigars, mm-hmm. literally, just yeah. lives in them. They live.
Sure.
No, that one almost came out rather bad. I don't mind a cigar every once in a blue moon. Like if I've had a bunch of red wine and it's just one of those nights that seems to be enjoyable, I've been known to partake in a cigar or two in my life. I don't hate them, but it has to be the right circumstance. Do I think everyone that smokes them likes them? Absolutely not. But do I think everyone who does anything likes what they're doing? No, I don't.
Deep.
Like followers, sheep.
Yeah.
Wake up, sheeple.
Paige Wake up, has, sheeple.
Paige has a note in here.
Oh, I do. Oh, that's right.
There's
oh,
a question
do?
About okay. who provided the cigars.
Yeah.
I don't know who provided
do you
the
know?
Cigars.
I actually do know.
You do?
I don't remember who it was, but it was a sideline reporter.
No.
Right?
For the team. Who sent cigars for the team, for Tennessee?
Oh, because a sideline reporter also
Please
gave them
guess.
Cigars.
I will give you a hint. It is a former NFL quarterback.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Great guess. No, wrong.
T. Martin.
No.
Those are the only two quarterbacks from Tennessee anyone.
John Elway.
Further guess, he did not go to Tennessee, but he went to school in the state of Tennessee.
Eli Manning.
Nope.
No, he didn't go in Tennessee.
Jay Cutler.
He had a reality show, yes! It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler sent...
Jay Cutler sent cigars?
Yes, he did. He said he just wanted them to beat Bama. So, there you go.
I don't... What kind of weird-ass connection is that? Do you have a lot of money on it or something?
No idea.
I will say this, and I think this has part of why, to your point, Beetle, why did these kids storm the field? So a walk-off kick, a bomb of a kick after this crazy, you know, fourth quarter and all that. I think that's part of it. Another part of it, game day was in town.
That's true.
Asterisk, not just game day. It was definitely the best episode of game day all season because Coach was back. He picked Tennessee. Peyton was there.
Peyton and McAfee
they
were
had
so
just
good together.
Been there. McAfee was incredible. I don't always
yeah,
give
I did
him
see
credit,
that.
But he was great.
Yep. He was made for that show, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
I mean, well, get used to it. I think that's what we're going to be watching.
Look, I haven't liked every hiring practice I've seen in this business for the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years. But McAfee on College Game Day, well, I don't know who made that call, but that was well done. That's a good one.
I mean, it's the only thing that could keep the show as fun as it is if
yeah.
Coach decides to retire.
You like Coach being still on it?
Oh, I fucking love it. I fucking love it.
Okay.
Curses stay in. It is so good. My kids love it so much.
Aww.
He's the best.
All right. All right. No, I think it was a good ad. It was like a breath of fresh air, which everybody needs every once in a while. But either way, cigars are fine. GoFundMes are bad. Next. In a nutshell.
Baseball is also happening. The playoffs. We're in the divisional series.
I've been watching.
You have been.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have been.
Change
I watched 6.5-hour game the other night. That's something
oh,
I've never
that,
done before.
I checked out and then back in on that one.
You can't check out. If it's 6.5, if you're at hour 5, you can't leave. Because now it's just going to come down to probably, as it did, one home run that could happen at any minute.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave. So the 6.5 hours later,
yeah.
I did nothing.
Well,
but anyway, sorry.
On Sunday night's game, Josh Naylor hit a homer off Garrett Cole and did the rocking the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Home run, but
yes,
for the all the bases, just all the way
it
around, just never stopped doing it. It did look weird. It was like, that's hard to run like that. Like, that's not proper running form.
And he's kind of a rotund fella to begin
that's
with.
That's what I'm saying.
So this image was weird.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't know what he's doing. Did you hate it?
I didn't hate it. Twitter hated it. And so I wanted to ask you, is baseball ever going to be fun?
You mean they hated it? They hated it because they ended up losing the game, or they hated it, period?
They hated it, period. They were like, one of the tweets I saw was like, I don't mind guys celebrating a home run. Like, they should be happy about their accomplishments, but like, that's too much, which very much reads like, celebrate, but not like that. You know, it's
that's
like protest,
too much?
But not like that. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say without cussing. So I just say.
We'll just bleep it.
Beep, go to hell. Beep, beep, all beep. Of you. This is literally stupid, and that's what celebrations are supposed to be, are they not? Like, it's just, you're literally celebrating. Let's just get some perspective here, jackasses. We are condemning the acts of a grown-up who's paid millions of dollars to play a child's game because we didn't like the way in which he celebrated a high moment in said child's game. Am I right? Is that what I'm gathering right now? Okay.
That's the one.
I just, no. Look, I'm watching baseball. That's all I can give you. This is the time of year where I'll tend to watch. So clearly it's fun enough because normally my attention span won't allow it. Yeah, I had no problem with the celebration other than, oops, didn't work out. But that's fine. They have do it again today or do it again Tuesday. Ah, whatever. Who cares?
At the next
Go
game.
On. At the next game, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? What else?
Okay. Well, I was thinking the baby, I thought it was like a Major League 2 reference.
I thought it was Who's Your Daddy to Garrett Cole. Like, I thought it was that.
Right.
Was that,
that was
not
my
what
interpretation?
It was?
Yeah, I think you guys are right. I just want to see the movie Major League play out in this season, in this series. And so then I was seeing
That's fair.
Pedro Serrano doing the marbles thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I was wrong.
That would have been a good callback, though.
Would be. I think that Josh is probably a little too young for this.
I was going to say he might be too young for it. But who knows? He's a baseball player. Maybe they, as a rule, they all watch like a bunch of baseball movies sometimes.
Like have a sleepover. Just watch them all together.
Maybe that's what they do. Okay.
Okay. This is an important one. So I think you probably know, you probably did not miss, that a goose flew onto the field during Padres-Dodgers a few games.
That was fun to watch.
So they wanted it to be a rally goose. That would have been great, except they lost, so it may be like a cursed goose. I'm not sure. The question we're asking is, do you stand with the goose?
I will always stand with the goose.
Okay.
Both the animal version and the human version. May he rest. Yes.
Paige, do you understand who Goose is?
Is this a Top Gun reference? Please say
is
yes.
Is it a Top Gun reference?
Okay.
What other human do you know named? Oh, Goose
she
Gossage.
Yes, thank
that's,
you.
That's,
oh,
that's
head,
one.
I
that's
like,
Goose
did
Gossage.
Did he die? Did he die?
No, he's,
no, he's alive,
I
right?
Think he's, I don't know. I hate these questions.
Goose Gossage? I don't.
I think he's still with us.
I'll go Canadian.
What do you mean you'll go Canadian?
Okay.
Dead or Canadian. God. That's a happier answer.
I think he's
oh,
alive.
Oh, God. Now I don't even want to look it up. I think he's
Which
alive, too.
Then I was panicked.
No, he's definitely alive.
Okay.
He's definitely alive. Woo,
so,
keep it going.
Yes, I do get the reference.
Close call.
And you're welcome that I knew that there was two gooses.
Who doesn't stand? Gooses? Okay,
Geese.
Move on to the next one before I get real pissed. God.
Okay. This is a big tobacco themed episode. In a post-game locker room interview, Chase Claypool said that he had just thrown in his first celebratory dip and his first one. And he said he wasn't really enjoying it yet. And then he goes, because of all the lights. And you can just tell that 5 minutes after those lights went down and people walked away that he was having a bad time. So.
What?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first dip, Beetle?
I was just going to ask you guys, have you ever tried to do it?
No.
Ugh. Yeah. I got as far as like a piece touching this and I went, nope. That's gross. I tried to smoke a cigarette literally one time in my life. I'll never forget it. It was right off of 6th Street in Austin. I had just gotten some bad news about a boy. I was with my best friend. Of course, I was crying about some dumb shit. I'm like, let's go get tattoos. And she's like, first, let's have a cigarette. So I tried and I literally couldn't do it. Could not physically do it. Ugh. So tobacco and me, we just ain't friends. I hate the smell. I hate the look. I hate it all. But not cigars. Cigars don't count.
Very opposite story from Chase Claypool.
Yeah, mine was not celebratory, but I it's weird that he like acknowledged it. I feel like dip in the sports world is taboo. You're not supposed to talk about it to the public.
I was surprised to see him do it. My first and only experience with dip was in high school at the movie Last Action Hero.
Bruce Willis.
I don't know what that is.
We were somewhere in the back row, I don't know. We probably like snuck some beers or something, and then
probably
we were dipping. And I think the other guys I was with had done this before, and I was not ready for what hit me. And then I survived the movie. I made it through the movie, and then I got back to my buddy's house, and I like started puking in his parents' bathroom.
Sounds right.
And his mom had to come check on me.
Remember, I did professional bull riding for like a couple of years. I was in that world. That's oxygen to them. That's crazy. I don't know if it still is. This is a long time ago. But it was so normal that I got used to seeing it everywhere. And it's just a weird thing to do. But all right, Chase Claypool. I love that name, Chase Claypool.
Yeah. He's Canadian. Maybe he didn't know that you probably shouldn't do that on TV.
Yeah, maybe. We'll ask Jerome.
Chase Claypool's Canadian?
I'm pretty sure.
Huh. I knew he wasn't dead. I just didn't know he was Canadian.
It's a pretty random thing to throw out if he's not. But all right, I'll take your word, Paige. You love
I'm
football.
I'm pretty sure he's Canadian. Yeah, I think he's from like Vancouver.
Oh, God.
Congrats, Jerome.
That would be Canada.
Congrats to Jerome.
Yeah, good job. Look at Jerome having Canadians do stuff.
This one's more of a visual, so I'll be quick here. So Patriots got rookie who his name doesn't matter.
It really
does. He did something. And then he offered the ball up to Coach Belichick mid-game. Like, here you go, Coach. This is for you. And Coach looked at him like, are you out of your effing mind?
He actually didn't look at him
first
at
all. Who are
he
you?
He barely looked up, looked at the ball, and just kind of like, God.
And then an assistant coach came in and was like, that's not what we do here. It was hilarious. And I cannot stand Coach Belichick, but in that moment, I was like, good job, Coach.
I mean, look, you got to give the man credit. He stays on brand. He never strays from it. So in that regard, mad respect. But I also feel for this kid. He's like, oh, I got a good idea.
I know.
He learned the hard way. He'll never do it
again. I saw some tweet that was like, it's kind of like you're offering up like a macaroni art to your dad as like a kindergartner.
God, that's right. But your dad has no filter. He's like, get that shit out of here.
Get that weak shit out of here.
Call me when you can, right? Like, call me when you can buy me something, kid. This is garbage. All right, next.
All right, this is a cute question, and
I knew it was coming.
And I don't know how to pronounce some of these names, so here it goes.
Nobody does.
Deontay Wilder knocks out a man in the first round. Who do we want to see him fight the most? Andy Ruiz. Ooh.
That one
Alexander Usyk.
Yep. Or Anthony Joshua.
Alexander Usyk. A Paul brother. Period. And there are no other answers.
Yeah.
I want him to knock one of those dudes out, if not both. Why don't we make it a Logan and Jake versus Deontay Wilder? Give him 2-on-1 chances. That's what I want. We've seen, like, I mean, I think Deontay Wilder's a interesting personality, but I don't really care if he fights any of those guys. I'll be honest. I want the Paul brothers to get knocked out, and that means they'd have to fight someone who actually is still a fighter and is not about to throw in the towel just for some weird check. So make that happen, and then I'm all in. I'll pay $400 to watch that.
Great.
On my TVs. Is that wrong answer?
Well, that seems right. I think we could start promoting that. Could we get some of the action on that fight?
Yeah. With GoFundMe to see if we can get a real big cash prize. That's what you pay for a GoFundMe for. Idiots. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we are back. Just a couple things as we head out. Are we talking about public?
Yeah, have we talked about this before? I couldn't remember.
No, we haven't.
Okay, let's talk about it. So we'll use this as our catalyst. At an Islanders game last week, a man who in the video is shirtless for some reason.
As one is in public.
I guess, on Long Island. He gets down on one knee. His girlfriend is sort of looking at him. She has her face between her hands. And then you just see her say something to him. And then she goes up the stairs. And he sits there shirtless, like sipping a beer, as the entire arena is watching him take the L.
All right, Gabe, go ahead. We don't think it's real, or we think it's real. Because that's the first thing you do with public proposals.
I will say there's a lot of videos that would suggest that it is real and commentary of people, eyewitnesses, who were sitting around this couple.
Now back in. Okay. And now another question. What do we think about public proposals?
Bad.
Yep.
I gave this some real thought. I do believe it is real. And I believe the reason that he got the reaction, the very specific reaction that he got, was because she had specifically told him, don't do this. He'd said, well, I'm thinking about this. And she was like, do not do that. And then he went for it thinking, yeah, but in the moment, she'll love it. And in the end, she was like, not only do I, I'm not resentful of you for even.
Yeah.
For now, not
you think, hold on, yeah. About a proposal or proposing at an
Islanders
game?
No, I think
game.
He like got some feelers on. No fool proposes as a total surprise. Sorry, guys.
I would not. I would hope not.
No, they know it's coming.
It's a
guys.
Big risk.
Yeah. Like at most, you're surprising them with like if it's brunch versus dinner. They know it's coming. So
they
he probably put some
they
feelers
know it's
out.
Coming.
They
those people,
whoever your partner
know.
Might be, I'm
sure.
Just,
fuck a lunch
the
proposal
proposee.
Though.
Like,
my point is simply he didn't go into this thinking like without checking if that was a good idea, and she probably shot it down and was like, "It's not a good idea.
Horrible idea." And why is your shirt off?
Thank you. That is my number
on
one question.
On top of it. I think public proposals, especially at sporting events, are the bane of humanity's existence. Nobody likes them. You're putting everyone around you in an awkward position. And this particular example is one of the worst because here's this woman that you are proposing to that you, I mean, I guess theoretically want to spend the rest of your life with. And you don't know her well enough to know that this is not going to be a good idea. That just good for them. They figured out that they're not supposed to be together in a really weird, awkward public way. But like, that's the one person you're supposed to really know, like know their personality, know what they like, know what they hate. More importantly, yeah, you deserve to be single. You deserve for her to leave you.
Put a shirt
on. That's just the bottom line. Put a shirt on and learn more about your partner next time. That's all I got.
Good advice overall.
Yeah, I think so. Are we done?
We have now I'm hesitating to say a voicemail or a text. I don't know which it is. I'm going to read it as
matter.
If it's a text from Travis,
okay.
who says, is it just me that didn't know Randy Johnson was a professional sports photographer? 3 question marks. Michelle, after you retire, what hobby would you want to turn into a side hustle?
Well, some would say I am retired. First of all, I just want to travel the world. Is that a hobby?
Sure.
That's all I want to do. I want to open up a bed and breakfast somewhere in Europe and then just travel the world. That's it.
Great.
And by the way, I don't even need the bed and breakfast part because technically that would be a job. And we don't really want to do that when you retire. But yeah, I don't know if I have any hobbies that I would turn into like I don't have photography as a hobby. But the images of 8-foot-tall Randy Johnson with a photographer's vest on are amazing moments.
Do you think that's part of his secret sauce?
That.
Like just his pure vantage point is so
different? Oh, yeah. He can, but see, the thing is, it kind of screws him too because, you know, sometimes when there are a lot of photographers, they're 2-3 deep, like he's automatically sent to the back. And that's not fair either. But he can't be in the front. Some tiny
people
out there.
I see.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. I also think like the art of great photography is that you're becoming the eyes for someone else. So no one can actually relate to being 7'9" or whatever. No one has that vantage
point. That is the point
life.
I just made. Were you listening?
I'm making the opposite point.
That's the exact same thing I said.
No, it's not. It's the opposite.
Oh my God.
I'm saying he would suck as a photographer for being tall. Come on,
that's
Paige.
Fair. You guys had the same fact, but you spun it in
different
two different ways.
Not the same. It's the opposite.
Guys, we really nailed this episode. We really nailed it. You better get in on this because who knows how much longer we'll be doing this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you for listening and watching and talking.
But
as a reminder,
we aren't doing this podcast, how are people going to know all these things that happened in sports?
They're not. And honestly, the world will be a much worse place because of it. 631-397-0403. Send us pictures, send us texts, send us voicemails.
Do not send us
Gabe
photos.
Page. Send us pictures, address them to Paige.
Picks.
Thank you so much.
All
see,
the
you.
Picks,
see you on the next one.
Bye.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.